Shell Point is home to 2,300 seniors living in houses and apartments spread over 900 acres at the mouth of the Caloosahatchee River. And Terra Senior Living is starting much smaller. The company has acquired 20 acres north of New Delhi in the foothills of the Himalayas. The elevation and resulting temperate climate make the area a popular vacation spot. With an estimated population of 112 million people over age 60 in India, and Terabats, a select few would like to make its planned community their permanent home. Times of India reporter Neelam Raj, touring Shell Point with the Antera Group, says the project reflects societal change in India.
Earlier, we had this culture of taking care of our aged ourselves, but that's no longer possible. Both the husband and wife are working, so it's difficult to take care of the elderly at home.
The group from Antera spent a couple days at Shell Point checking out the many amenities, from individual gardening plots to a woodworking shop to an elaborate model train room, through which Shell Point Communication Director Lynn Schneider led the tour.
Today, as you can see, they're doing some work on the train, so they've got some of their parts out. They're working on some of the cars. They're working on the switches. And all of these things are resident-driven. In other words, Shell Point provides the space, but what the residents bring is the passion.
Antera CEO Tara Singh says she toured many senior communities across the country, but Shell Point is a standout. She loves the sunshine and water views. She says the friendly staff, which number more than 900, is key. They look after every aspect of residents' lives. But Singh says Antera will not try to reproduce a downsized Shell Point in the foothills of the Himalayas.
So we aren't actually copying much. I think we've learned a lot, and we're taking those learnings and sort of really setting them in the Indian environment.
Shell Point residents pay a premium for maintenance-free living. It's a lifestyle many senior Americans can only aspire to, and one Times of India reporter Neelam Raj says it's out of the reach for the vast majority of older Indians, even though many would love to be able to retire away from the crowded cities into the hills.
The best thing about Shell Point here is that it would cut out the hassles of life, which in India are actually quite a bit. There are just no pavements that are disabled-friendly. There's no movie hall. That aspect would be really great if you could be old and still enjoy a movie.
Raj says with this lack of social safety nets, India is one of the worst places in the world in which to grow old. She understands Antera is marketing to a very slim demographic, but says it's a start.
And maybe, you know, it's always, if change starts at the top, there'll be... There could possibly be communities for the middle class that will come up. So that could happen, but somebody has to show the way.
By the end of the decade, the World Health Organization estimates India's senior population will number 142 million. In a changing society marked by urbanization and a shift from extended to nuclear families, Antera CEO Tara Singh says how to deal with the graying of India is beginning to enter the national conversation.
The country, in terms of policy, as well as a lot of the private players like us, are definitely looking at evolving India to that. It will obviously take a significant amount of time to do it, but at the moment that doesn't exist. So we are creating a product that will be private, that will be funded by the residents themselves, and eventually we will sort of see how the models evolve.
Meanwhile, Antera's full-service senior community is almost ready to move from blueprint to reality. 217 apartments whose residents will have access to a wellness center, spa, cinema, cafe, and library will be ready for occupancy in the fall of 2015. Valerie Alker, WGCU News.